You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, the federal election is less than a week away, and already Elections Canada has announced record-breaking advance voting with more than 2 million ballots already cast. Here in the riding of Skeena-Buckley Valley, the election is heating up, and today we continue our candidate interviews with the Green Party candidate, Adina Young. But first, taking a break from the political arena to enter the roller derby arena this past weekend, spectators packed into the Smithers Civic Arena for the first roller derby bout of the year. Roller derby has been making a comeback in northern BC over the past few years, and the Bulkley Valley Bruisers sailed to their first victory over the Prince George Thrashers, 249-76, on Saturday night. CICK News was on the floor at the Civic Arena to catch all the action. We're at the Smithers Civic Arena. There is a roller derby game going on right now. If you can hear in the background. Two teams, BV Bruisers versus the Prince George Thrashers. Right now it looks like it's 56-0 for the BV Bruisers. They're just taking a break right now, but they'll be back skating around in no time. Several refs. All have different markings of some kind. Full-on teams, coaches. Looks like a huddle going on for the Thrashers, trying to figure out how they're going to win this one. And a full-on beer garden at one end of the arena. In recent years, roller derby in northern BC has been making a comeback with a number of teams from right across the region. Included in the Northern BC Roller Derby Association. And a lot of these teams work together to produce teams made up from different communities, but also try to work together to better the roller derby bouts here in Northern BC, playing in Prince George, in Terrace, and in Smithers tonight. This is one of the first bouts they've held in the Bulkley Valley, and definitely the Bulkley Valley Bruisers are having their way with the Prince George Thrashers. The arena is about three quarters full, and clearly this has been a draw for the BV Bruisers. It could be the start of the Northern BC Roller Derby Association breaking out and hosting more of these games throughout Northern BC.
My name is Ambrosia. My roller derby name is Wheelie Strong.
All right, Wheelie Strong. You guys just had a pretty significant win there against the Prince George Thrashers. Tell me what was going on.
We as a team have worked extremely hard this year. We've had amazing coaches and amazing teammates, and we worked really hard. We practiced really hard. We really united this year as a team, and it's paid off. And we had a blast. Our biggest goal going into this game was to have fun, and that's what we did. And we skated our little butts off, and we won.
That's awesome. You were having a time of it. You had the star quite a bit, and you were getting knocked around a little bit out there a couple of times. What was kind of going on with some of the other the Thrashers trying to hold you back?
They try and hold me back, and my main goal is to try and get through them. And it's always nice when I do.
Roller derby is a bit of a new thing for a lot of the folks, a lot of the audience tonight, but you had a great crowd, and it looked like you were trying to rev the crowd up a bit. Is that all part of roller derby?
I'm actually quite new to roller derby, but I love interacting with the crowd. It's one of my favorite things. I have so many favorite things about roller derby, but getting the crowd was a lot of fun, and it's fun when they interact.
Yeah, no doubt. I guess lastly, what do you got, if you're new to roller derby, what do you got to do to kind of be a roller derby and to do it well?
Have goals. setting goals is a really big thing in roller derby, which I really appreciate. If I have a goal, I have something to work towards, and I love working towards goals and accomplishing them. So roller derby, there's so much to it, there's so much to learn, and there's so much to keep learning. And that's what I really like about it, is it always keeps my interest because I don't get bored.
Right on. All right. Thank you so much. Good luck in your next game.
Thank you so much.
My real name is Lenda Gerard, and my derby name is Skeena Sakai.
No doubt. Tell me a little about tonight's game. It was a decisive win against the PG Thrashers, and the first win for the BV Bruisers, I hear.
Yes.
And you're one of the coaches. You helped lead them to this victory. Tell me a little bit about how the game went.
Well, the game was incredible. All the skaters from both teams are incredible. I was just very fortunate to be asked to coach their games, because their official coaches are players themselves, and it's very hard to coach while playing and coach from the sidelines.
Yeah.
So, and we're all in the same league, so we're all part of the Northwest BC Roller Derby Association. So that's how I know the Bruisers, and they asked if I would be willing to come and coach them. So we did have a little, we had an opportunity to play them, play the PG Thrashers last month, and that really helped us with strategy for this game. So I think that's really what helped us, to see where their advantages are, to cover our bases, be a little bit more strategic for calling off jams, really stopping them from getting the points and us getting the points.
Yeah. Tell me about your history in roller derby, because this doesn't look like a simple game. There's a lot going on. There's several refs, lots of whistles, jammers trying to get through blockers, no hands, but a lot of body contact. So what's your kind of background in roller derby?
I started in the new skater program back in Terrace for the Nightmares in 2015. It is a hard skill to learn, and you just have to keep with it. Unfortunately, I got injured, so I couldn't join the team as a skater, but there's lots of positions needed in order for a team to be successful and to host games.
I thought you were holding a gun.
So in 2016, I was asked to become what we call a non-skater official, and we need 9 non-skater officials to make a game work. And so I've been the head NSO for the Northwest Nightmares for 6 years. And then I was asked last year to become the assistant coach for the Nightmares. And I've been doing that for the last couple of years.
Nice.
Yeah.
What is it about roller derby, and especially some of the strategy? And I could see you kind of like calling to the other girls and getting them to move and kind of reposition. So what's kind of some of the strategy that you need in roller derby?
So in order to score points, each team has a jammer, a single jammer out at a time. So the first jammer through the whole pack of blockers, they get lead, and that's the 2 whistles that you hear, and they have control to end the jam early as long as they stay in bounds and they don't take the helmet cover off. So a lot of the strategy that we do is that we have our blocking wall controlling the jammer for as long as possible, so then our jammer can score as many points. So once she gets out, if she gets lead, then she comes around and then she can score points. So each subsequent pass, all 4 blockers, gets the points. So if she passes all 4, it's 4 points. If she only passes 3, it's 3 points. And so we strategize that if the other jammer is coming out and she's about to score, we have lead, we tell them to call off the jam, so we get the points, and then the other team doesn't get any points.
And then to close out the jam, the striking of the hips.
Yeah, twice. We'll see you later.
Nice. Very neat. I guess for, you know, going forward with the BV Bruisers, what comes next? You know, roller derby has been seeing a resurgence in the last number of years. And as you mentioned, especially here in the Northwest, from Prince George to Terrace. What comes next in the league and for the BV Bruisers?
Well, that's a good question. But I've just been asked to be a coach for the games. And I know that they're constantly trying to grow skaters. So we did have a number of what we call pickup skaters, so skaters that have joined to the game. So ideally, we would like to have teams of at least 15. So I think right now they have 10 or 11. So we would like just to see them get more awareness, gain more skaters, gain more refs, more officials, and then we can host more games and maybe even some tournaments. So if we can get other teams from across BC and Canada, it would be awesome to see that grow.
Awesome. Just the last thing for you, Linda. You know, roller derby is a particular game. What do you love about it? What keeps you coming back for more roller derby?
It's the community. Because how derby's played, everybody's very close together, and that's very much how it is outside of a game. It's a very close and supporting community of people, and it's not just women. It's a very open, gender inclusive sport, so we accept everybody of every gender identity, and that's also what's great about it. Nobody is ever excluded in derby. So even if people that are trying to skate, maybe they've joined new skater every like 3 or 4 years, as long as they stay in the community, they're welcome. So it's never anyone's excluded.
Awesome. Linda, thank you so much. Congratulations on your win.
Thank you so much. I hope you come to the next one.
Oh, I will.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Val Anderson, derby name Hellion Wheels.
All right, Val, pretty stellar game there, and a pretty decisive win against the Thrashers. Tell me a little bit about what was going on. What did you guys need to do to pull out that win?
This is actually our first victory ever as a team. And so that feels really good. We've been practicing really hard. Our last game against the Thrashers was a 3-point loss, so we knew it was within grasp. We've just been really studying their strengths and weaknesses, working on our strengths and our weaknesses, and just pulled it out this time.
That's great. I remember coming down to a couple of the early practices down at the fairgrounds, and you guys have been doing this a little while, and it looks like a well-oiled machine. What are some of the things that you guys needed to pull together to get this far?
Funny you should say that. Felt like everything fell apart within a couple of weeks before the game. We had a couple of tragedies strike the team, and so we weren't sure if we were going to pull it together. just teamwork. We're a family. It's just the church we've chosen, and it's a DIY sport, and it's part of what makes derby so amazing.
Can you tell me a little bit about some of the functions that were going on? You know, there's quite a few refs, and they all seem to have their own job. Also, the star is very important, the jammer, trying to get past the blockers, but no hands. You know, everything seemed to be more body. So tell me a little about kind of the function of a lot of that.
So our legal hitting or blocking zones are from the elbow up, from the knee up. So anything below the elbow or knee is illegal zones to be hitting or blocking with, and those are penalty-worthy plays. We definitely have to protect our points as blockers. So, you know, it can be very attractive and sort of enticing to try to play offense and help your star through, but if you're not protecting your own point, you're not helping your team at all. And so that can be a really, you know, difficult strategy to keep in mind. It's a lot of balancing, you know, your body being flooded with adrenaline and asking your brain to work at the same time. So that's kind of one of the more challenging parts of it, yeah. Despite the physicality that it appears to be. You got to keep your brain strategically working as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Lots going on. Yeah. I guess at the end of the day, you know, what comes next for the BV Bruisers? This was quite the show here at the Smithers Civic Arena, and quite a bit of the audience, so a draw. What comes next?
Ideally, through some sponsorship, raising some money through events like this. We do fundraising like designated driving as well. We're hoping to raise enough money to take the team internationally at some point in the next year or two. So we have previously gone to an international conference in America, and that's not the most attractive place to go these days. So, you know, we've been looking at places like Europe, Finland, Mexico, Iceland, stuff like that. And just, really exploring our options as far as, like, what's safe places for our players to go and participate in the sport we love, obviously. And then, work hard and take the necessary steps outside of, you know, gameplay in order to fund ourselves to get there. So all the community support is greatly appreciated, too.
Super exciting. Last thing for you. What do you love about roller derby?
What I love about roller derby is that it's actually allowed me to kind of bring out this alter ego of being a team player. I've never played team sports before. I've never played contact sports before. It's allowed me, like I say, to find a family of people that I can trust and depend on no matter what. It's like I say, like we've chosen each other. We're a tight group. We trust each other in all aspects of this realm. So it's not just about, you know, trusting each other to keep one another safe on the track, but to fulfill the roles to make events like this happen as well. We've all, you know, put our personal lives, you know, on hold to a certain degree. And I mean, the one thing I didn't really expect was that it would take over my life, but I'm not upset about it. Like it's a happy and obviously like community and family oriented thing that we can, you know, obviously need a lot of help from a lot of volunteers and stuff as well. So it goes a lot further than just the players on the track. For all 15 players on a team, you've got, you know, 25 volunteers behind the scenes. So it makes a big difference to have the support of the community as well. Yeah.
Val, thank you so much. Good luck.
It's good to catch up with you.
Those were members of the roller derby team, the BV Bruisers, who had a decisive win against the Prince George Thrashers, 249-76, last Saturday night. Coming up next, we continue our federal election 2025 coverage with our interview of Green Party candidate Adina Young.
My English name is Adina Young. My Haida name is Kunjada. I live in Masset on Haida Gwaii.
Great, Adina. Thanks so much for being with us here on CACK News again. Obviously, this is not your first time around running in an election. So maybe tell us a little bit how things have been going and what you've been hearing from voters so far.
So really, I'm honored to be running as a Green Party candidate again. And I want to mention that the Skeena-Bulkley Valley is, in Smithers specifically, is where we can find some of our founders for the Green Party of Canada and lifelong Green Party members. So that's an honor to be running in this region. And, you know, housing affordability and health services are lack thereof and nurses burning out. Education, free education that folks are looking for. Those are the types of things that I've really been hearing and things that I would like to comment on, and housing affordability and how, you know, what does the Green Party have in their platform is, you know, really looking to build houses in Canada that are truly affordable to individuals and families. And looking to do tax, you know, the fair taxation so that folks who are in the housing market or looking to buy houses are not in competition with big corporations buying up houses and places to live for individuals and families. And hearing a lot of nurses, shortage in nurses, and burning out and recognizing that within one of our communities within the riding have implemented a program where they, you know, it's proven that the quality of hospital care really comes from the management, how much a nurse can manage within the hospitals, how many patients they're able to take care of and their ability to do so.
Adina, I know this is not your first time around with the Green Party, and obviously, federally speaking, the Green Party, you know, we have a couple of MPs, but it, you know, it was always a struggle for them to, one, field candidates, but also get candidates elected. Today, some of the news that broke was that the debate commission has dropped the Green Party leadership from the debate, citing that they have pulled a number of candidates from running strategically, but that they're not meeting the criteria. And so it looks like, you know, this time around, obviously, some of the bigger issues around environment are lower down the list. Affordability, the issues going on with the U.S. tariffs are high on the list. And it looks like that the Green Party is taking a little bit of a back seat during this election. How do you feel about that? Being on Haida Gwaii, we have a large riding here in Skeena-Bulkeley Valley. Where are you mostly campaigning, and are you hearing a different narrative from people who are potentially going to vote Green?
Here on Haida Gwaii, and what I can speak of really for myself as a candidate on Haida Gwaii, you know, it's a lot of focus on within the riding. Part of my campaign, or one of my slogans, is Ginwadluan Gudas Kwagidang. Everything depends on everything else. So when things are changing in one place, there's a ripple effect on how things are going in another place. And to be a Green Party candidate, you know, we're always going to be here. There's always going to be Green Party members. There's always going to be ways to go about things. And the Green Party allow those abilities for us to practice democratic processes throughout government, and, you know, strategic planning that, you know, it can be done anywhere. Anybody can do it, including us. And when we are practicing democracy, you know, I'm here in an interview with you. It doesn't mean that we don't have a voice or we can't say anything. We're here. One of the things that I like to remind folks is 2 + 2 = 4, and so is 3 + 1. When we're all aiming for the same goal, it doesn't matter the structure that we use to get there, as long as we're getting to the place that we want to be.
I guess on that, you know, topic, obviously this time around, some are calling this election the most important in a generation. You know, we see a lot of issues around the economy, affordability, housing and whatnot, inflation. Obviously, I mentioned the threat of U.S. tariffs, you know, and how we're going to deal with all of this. But also here in Skeena-Bulkeley Valley, you know, we have been seeing this growth of support for the Conservatives over a number of years now. Are you concerned that in this, you know, in this situation, that having a Liberal and a Green candidate, knowing that this has been an NDP stronghold for some time, for about 20 years almost, that those two parties, the Liberals and the Green, might siphon off votes that would see a Conservative candidate elected in this riding?
It's really not about taking away any voices or you know, taking over NDP's riding. It's again coming back to the democracy and keeping the parties on their toes, the democratic processes, and you know, making sure that, you know, we're standing up for what we believe is right. And the Green Party are known to work across party lines and not have party lines divided, but, you know, to be able to truly speak on our own behalf and our beliefs in what's going to work and what's not going to work. And one party might have something that works within our values, and we'll you know, we can work through those recommendations that are being put forward, and not having government where it says it's us against them. You know, it's working for the betterment of our communities.
Dina, one issue that has you know, arise during this campaign here in Skeena-Bulkeley Valley is this issue of debates. And, you know, because we have such a large riding, it seems to be a bit difficult for some of the candidates to attend these debates. We obviously have heard that the Liberal candidate, the Conservative candidate, and yourself have missed a couple of debates now. It looks like the Conservative candidate joined the one in Kitimat last night and supposedly will be in Houston today. How do you feel about not being able to attend these types of debates and kind of field some of the issues that you've brought up just now, making sure that people have a well-rounded view of the different possibilities that they could cast their vote for in this election?
Logistics have a lot to play in where I am, you know, like I have BC Ferries leaves Haida Gwaii 3 times a week. An example of what, you know, being able to attend debates and not being able to attend debates are a lot of the logistics and cost. So there's a debate here on Haida Gwaii on April 22nd. And then there's another debate in Prince Rupert on Wednesday, April 23rd. If I want to make the debate in Prince Rupert on Wednesday, the 23rd, I have to leave Tuesday morning and miss the debate on Haida Gwaii on Tuesday, April 22nd. So it's not necessarily a feeling of, oh, darn, I missed another one. It's logistically, things just don't happen unless you have the money, right? And there are a lot of things to consider and for constituents to have that well-rounded feeling and who they want to vote for is, you know, there's so many different ways to communicate to folks online, newspapers for folks, radio, folks who listen to the radio, folks who read newspapers, communities who have the time and the ability to get to places where debates are being held, but really relying on the other resources that we have. And, you know, showing up for your job interview, so to speak, and then being able to work within the confines that you face as an individual.
Just the last thing for you, Dina, you know, in light of that, how are you getting your message out to voters, not only in Haida Gwaii, but also on the mainland? And what is that message?
The way I've been getting messages out is through GVote, through email messages, folks who are registered, and really reaching out to folks who I know, you know, are strong Greens. And my message, you know, is really recreating the way our government supports Canadians will happen with your voice at the table. And as the Skeena-Bulkley Valley candidate, without your voice, I don't have one. Meaningful conversations really do go hand in hand with informed decision making. So your way of life and my way of life may not be the same. They may differ. And unless we can have those communications and work our way through together, you know, we can't come up with solutions for those differences unless we're speaking together. And your voice really does matter. One thing I want to say as a Green Party candidate is that I will always try. I'll do what I can to maintain strong safeguards and to remind folks that party lines won't interfere with individual interests. Party lines will not deter me from speaking up for human rights, livelihoods, ecological wisdom. You know, social justice and all that define us as individuals within the riding and all across Canada. Ginwadluan gadash kwagidang, everything depends on everything else. And that's our way of life here on Haida Gwaii, you know, the dependence and interdependence of animals and humans and the natural beings around us. And it can go the same with government. You know, one policy changes here and it has a ripple effect of everybody else around. You are you and I am me. Respect and reciprocity. We don't know what we don't know. We are sharing space.
Okay, Adino, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks so much for giving us your time and insight, and good luck on the campaign trail.
Thanks so much, Dan. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.